It is all over here in Connolly Park, and it is devastation for Collish Alley. A heartbreaking defeat here. They lose by 1 point to St. Cuan's. When you were last with me, they were 4-7 to 11 points down, without two players too, after having Sean Breen and Ross Marley sent off, and they looked a beaten docket at that stage. But they fought back with a brilliant, brilliant comeback, it has to be said. A savage effort with 13 men. Owen McGeehan rifled the ball into the net and also scored 2 points. And then Sean McNulty, in the 59th minute, the captain, buried the ball in the net to put Collish Alley 1 point up. And they started to dream that they were going to be All-Ireland champions. But the referee was a very central role in this game, it has to be said, and he allowed plenty of injury time. Oren Lowry, who the corner forward, the classic corner forward for St. Cuan's, had a really impressive game. He landed a big free from 35 metres to draw the sides level. That looked like it was going to send the game to extra time, and both teams probably would have been happy with 20 minutes of additional time. But the referee allowed play to continue, and St. Cuan's won the ball and drove forward and claimed another free. And Lothman Lowry, Oren Lowry, he pointed to put St. Cuan's into the lead. Collish Alley were granted one more opportunity, and they drove down the field. Owen McGeehan, who was the man of the match on the day, a really, really excellent performance. He tried to get a shot away, but to no avail. And St. Cuan's held on for a narrow victory. The Collish Alley lads are devastated out on the pitch. The principal, Mickey Gibbons, going around consoling the players here at the minute. They really have given it all here in Sligo today, but it just isn't to be. The full-time score, St. Cuan's 4-9, Collish Alley 2-14.